I have a New Year's resolution, which is to not waste my time socializing with people who do not believe what I have written here. Since it is clear that you are satanic, since you buy and sell souls by the kilowatt, this means I have no reason to want to talk to Satan or Santa's helpers, or Satan's helpers, who took the mark of the beast known as sheep like you. It's no more Mr. Einstein and his satanic followers known as sheep like you, who buy and sell souls and deny Jesus Barabbas three times by name, and only believe in an angel named God that does not physically exist, much like Jesus Christ who never existed in history. Also, sheep like you could live in sin and believe God does not exist. So this New Year's resolution is no more Mr. Einstein and his satanic followers known as sheep like you who eat you and lie to you. Earth's trinary magnetosphere science is mostly fake due to fake science called theory. Most notably is Einstein's theory that only applies to an alternate universe and an alternate reality as does not apply to our universe. And most people having normal intelligence or an IQ 20 points above retarded, so around the IQ of 70, do not know how to think intelligently. Those that are religious believe God does not physically exist, and why in history Christ was known as a star in Christianity meant the study of stars, but gay pedophiles want to get paid to altar boys, and only sheep follow a shepherd, thus taking the mark of the beast known as a sheep like you. And in a world where everyone buys and sells souls by the kilowatt, also known as a brainwave or electricity, since we are all light beings, and since religion and Einstein science took God out of the universe by teaching God does not physically exist, meaning God does not exist, and since every Torah and Bible in the world all define God as all light without darkness, it is clear that God physically exists in all atoms as light. It is clear this is hell and everyone in it are Satan. So they are all liars. And why, when someone tells the truth, it sounds like it is another reality. So let me explain the real world to sheep like you who eat Texas and you believe God does not exist. In the real world, there is light without darkness, and light has no acceleration, so it is static, and the universe is dynamic. Most people view light as moving, and this is because they are not very intelligent. And the more someone argues this point, the more they prove how retarded they are. The speed of light is what confuses most of you, so let me reword it using words and spells normal people can understand. The Torah, or condensed version known as the Bible, all define God as all light without darkness. This does not need to be explained like light is good and darkness is evil. That is called a lie. In the Bible, they said only Satan tells lies or half-truths, and light without darkness is the only thing you will find inside an atom, and the last place anyone would look would know to look, since they believe light is good and darkness is evil, proving why gay pedophiles are not to be trusted with altar boys. But it is not against the law to have sex with sheep who take the mark of the beast known as sheep like you, and why I have no reason to socialize with religious sheep like you that do not believe God physically exists or exists at all, when that is just insane, since God is all light without darkness found inside all atoms. So why waste my time talking to sheep like you? You, or even you, is really just my OCD talking, and that is driving me crazy more than you. Light is static and the universe is dynamic. Proof is simple. Light has no acceleration, so it can only be static. And things in the universe move, so it can only be dynamic. Differential speed of light, meaning we are dynamic, so the difference is what is moving and what is not, is called differential speed. And our brains are not capable of distinguishing if light is static and we are dynamic, or if we are static and the light is dynamic. But since I can throw object, it is clear the universe is dynamic, and since I cannot throw light, it is clear it is static. I raise the frequency of electricity to the point it is in the zero dimension long enough to see the light inside the atom known as an electron, and what the Torah and Bible called God, or all light without darkness, that physically exist inside atoms, proving it is not the angel who has the name God, since they do not physically exist. This is called common sense, and sheep like you have none. I could point out that if light were to move, it would leave a light blur. A flashlight would be a lethal weapon and a rocket in space at the same time. So common sense goes a long way in science, but not in Einstein's theory, where light does not exist. So in Einstein's theory, where he removed God or light from this universe, proving it is not our reality or universe, nor can we apply any of its logic to our own universe. That is called stupid, and why people want you to believe we have a U.S. Constitution, and that we have rights, and the right to believe what we want is one of them. That is called a lie. It is not hard to understand that light is inside atoms, and atoms cause gravity and not centrifugal force, proving God is the force of gravity. If you believe you have any rights, then prove it. I live in the United States of America, and its laws prove that the U.S. is the dollar sign and only a franchise to the Federal Reserve that now owns us, proving we have no rights under a constitution that only allows Congress to print money, knowing a privately owned bank does, and no laws can ever make treason legal, and I took an oath to defend and protect the United States Constitution, and would have to execute everyone in the country for treason to do so, and why World War III is about to begin, to execute all those treasonous traitors, and to execute Satan, or those who buy and sell souls, also known as brainwaves or electricity, since we are all light beings, and it takes electricity to make light. So the military took an oath to execute all those that use money not printed by Congress, and to execute Satan, so let the war begin. If you believe you have the right to believe what you want, then you are insane, because that is a spell that means you believe in things that are not real or true, or have a right to believe in things that are not true. The concept that anyone has a right to believe what they want is proof of insanity. Try to believe in things that can get you locked up in prison or a mental ward, and try to push your insane belief on those that reside there, and where you belong if you believe you have any rights whatsoever. The truth is only what is a fact, never a theory, never proven, so Einstein's science is science fiction and nothing more. Sure, I like science fiction, but to believe it is real is insane, as is the belief you have any rights. No one has ever had any rights in any society to believe what they want. The society pushes what it calls normal, which is to believe what they want you to believe, which is science fiction, which is that God does not physically exist or exist at all. Do you have any concept how ignorant that is? Light does not exist? Get it? Sheep do not. They are too stupid to understand how insane they are for believing in rights. Trinary means three logical states seen in all atoms, and there are three: the proton, neutron, and electron. So these are called trinary atoms. And trinary engines are the same, only on a macro instead of a micro scale. So they are the core of the galaxy, sun, and planets. I do not teach that God is something that God is not, nor that God told me to write this, or that I am Jesus Barabbas who came back in the flesh 100 years before the end of time, also known as the fish. This is known as trinary science that few understand even after they see it. They do not want to believe the truth. Money is the root of all that is evil, since it is used to buy and sell souls, known as brainwaves. See the one in the image of the Pisces fish. It starts in the year zero, and then in the year 2013, the year I was hit in the head by a micrometeorite, we switched like a switch, and our pole started to go on the move, and will make the United States the new South Pole by 2033. So the tail is leading up to the year 2033 to 2061, when Sir Isaac Newton calculated the date the Torah called the end of time. This is based on 1/137th the diameter of the sun, but NASA has evidence this will happen by the year 2033, the day we have no more magnetosphere or atmosphere, since that is what holds it in. The fact it will be 100 years old to the day Newton calculated it to be on 14 January 2061 is just a fact I have no control over, nor any over the fact that the United States Constitution was abolished 14 January 1861, or 100 years before I was born to the day, or JFK took office 6 days after I was born. These are all just facts. Only Ashkenazi Masons know the truth, and it's not a secret, and why I was chosen to be the chosen one by birth date only. Something not in my control. So who is in control is my question, and I know I am. So I must prove this to you. And this is something that you will understand, since it requires common sense, and you have none if you are religious. Sheep who took the mark of the beast, known as sheep like you, who eat you, knowing you is not good for you to eat. You spell you Y-O-U, and you spell you E-W-E, and you spell you Y-E-W. So you are not the same, but all of you cannot read or understand what they read, as if red and reed are the same spell as in the Red Sea or the Sea of Reeds. Too many of you believe you are intelligent. Prove only I am. To explain to you who I am and what the Torah and Bible said I am and who I am, and that is that 100 years before the end of time, Jesus would come back in the flesh. But sheep like you have no idea who I am or even what my name is, which is Jeffrey Scott Flesher, or flesh for short. Well, me is short for meat, and that is flesh, and also what Jesus said he would come back as, or was that in, or was that the Terminator? I'll be back in the flesh. Sheep like you, spelled E-W-E, believe that if I wrote this like sheep like you, that maybe you would read it. Well, you is the name of my sheep who eats you. And that is not good for sheep like you, but all you believe I am writing this to confuse you. And all because you cannot read nor write. But because you can, just because you can communicate with other sheep like you, so what is the point in writing to you if you do not understand what I'm writing this way? I'm dog. I am God, or dog spelled backwards, and backwards is what I am, and why I only write this for you. And since I am autistic and only know how to think as a kid, or goat, if you do not understand the zodiac sign I was born under, let me show you. The zodiac was removed from the Torah in the 4th century, but as Tycho Brahe told Johannes Kepler, only dead wizards and witches talk about Jesus Barabbas, explaining how and why they burned them to death with the Torahs written before the 4th century. But the notes of Sir Isaac Newton were sold at an auction for money and made them public domain, and now we all know the truth. Christians are satanic liars for Satan, who is in fact just sheep like you who took the mark of the beast. As proof, who else buys and sells souls by the kilowatt? Let me explain how Satan lies. By removing the zodiac chart I will show you below as an image of grids of cells with the zodiac signs and years they span. Note, you have to start at the bottom and work your way up to heaven. That is how this is read, as if looking into the heavens above us and looking for stars like the one called Christ found in the Three Kings of Orion's Belt. But notice how this one has Capricorn depicted. Note the symbol Capricorn was changed in the 4th century Torah to this symbol. If you search history, you will find the older version of the zodiac Capricorn symbol. Note the horn on the top left symbol. If you push it down, it looks like the one on the right, and this can be verified in the Torah. Note my initials. I did not do this on purpose, and the military noticed it, and not me. I did not even notice I signed my name flesh. This New Year's, I will not pretend to have a constitution that was amended to allow treason. I will not waste my time trying to explain to stupid sheep like you about reality of people like me, known as flesh, and why most do not believe me, because of who I am, Jeffrey Scott Flesher in the flesh. I live in a country where pigs are allowed to arrest me for money, all because I have PTSD attacks in my own home. As far as I know, this is not illegal. Yet they were allowed to torture me to the point I lost my gallbladder by keeping me in jail for a week with no clean food or water. No way to make a phone call, thus denying me any rights under the Geneva Convention, since the code they gave me was bogus, and all just to make money, moving me cell to cell, jail to jail, county to county, with no regard for my life, just like their laws that are treasonous by allowing money to be printed by a privately owned bank instead of by Congress. So the pigs are guilty of treason and crimes against the Geneva Convention. They have no laws that is legal, since this is all treason, and why I want the military to do their job. They took an oath to execute all guilty of treason, and I just proved these pigs are guilty of war crimes against the Geneva Convention. They treat us medically retired vets like dogs, and we are not going to take it anymore. These pigs are the bank's army pigs who print money and not Congress. The dogs are not going to allow their rule over us. We know the bank's money is treason, and only those guilty of treason would use it. So there is no pretending. There is no pleading insanity. Nuke them with God bombs and let God figure it out. My New Year's resolution is I'm not going to take it anymore. World War III is brought to you by the fascist pigs of the United States seal, known as the dollar sign. My New Year's resolution is to not ever call 911 again. We know all about 911. Firemen can see these are cuts by thermite. They are liars working for Satan. Fire dogs that get paid to lie. This is the air crash scene they want you to believe is real. The powers that be want you to believe the aircraft can ghost into a building without hitting it. New Yorkers want you to believe this is the wheel from the aircraft that hit the building. This is what it should look like. New Yorkers believe you are stupid enough to believe this came from the aircraft that hit on 911. The reality of the size of this lie is unimaginable. Could this guy hang out here as this building is on fire? And look at the girl on the lower right. New Yorkers want you to believe this aircraft is burning so hot it melts the building, causing it to collapse. But everybody with common sense knows this is no fire here. Just what is burning from the bombs they blew up to make these fake UFO holes. And there is proof of this. Just open your eyes to see the clues. This is what a clue looks like. What hit it? A UFO? Notice there is no tail. Proof the Torah knew about UFOs in the time of Jesus Barabbas. The question is, what are the lights shining down on him? The answer is clear. He is from Middle Earth. Where is the tail section hole? Is a question everyone should ask. Do you believe these people would be sitting at their desk working after an aircraft flew through this hole that an aircraft could not even fit in? To, and just a full stupid sheep like you? What is wrong with the size of the hole in this building? It is obvious. It was not this aircraft. If a picture is worth a thousand words, drone is the only one that comes to mind. New Yorkers prove it is totally satanic by allowing the New York police to put Kai, the hatchet guy, in prison for life for defending himself while waking up from being drugged and then raped by a New York lawyer. You will understand why the military will nuke this whole satanic country. But they made a deal to allow China to have the honor, so we can solve their problem with overpopulation at the same time. And this is all legal and required by the Constitution of the United States of America to execute everyone for treason for using money not printed by Congress. And we can blame it on the other side. Proof of treason. Proof of treason is U.S. Code of Federal Law Title 12, Chapter 3, Subchapter 9, Subsection 341. Links to prove it here. Proof of the 33 degrees of Mason, the almighty U.S. dollar sign. They say there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to believe what is. Vico the Dragon Slayer. The last legal president was the 16th, or Hex President, Lincoln, who was legally executed for treason. There is no United States of America or a real government. This is all owned and ran by the Federal Reserve, and there is no law that can ever make treason legal. So you that once lived in the U.S., or that will soon be called the South Pole, deserve to die for your treason. So this is the end of time. My New Year's resolution is to piss off China enough to nuke us. So let World War III begin, since it is all a game, no one wins. We only have 13 years. If NASA is right, 2061 if Newton is right. But by 2103, this will be an ice age. No one on the surface of this planet will survive. So doing nothing is like giving up, and that is what sheep have done. Not my job. I do not get paid to think. And Einstein denounced us here. That is just a fact in history, but few read it, or the Torah or Bible. If they did, they would know God is all light without darkness, and that Jesus Barabbas was the leader of the militia who defeated the Roman Empire for their use of money and taxation. So the church that had him murdered for money could get paid to altar boys. Get away with it, since it is not a crime to have sex with sheep that took the mark of the beast known as you in Psalms 23. All just because normal people are only 20 points away from being retarded compared to retarded people, whereas people with high IQs are always autistic and give a lot of detail and take everything literally, like God is all light without darkness, therefore not the leader of the A-team, also known as lightning balls. My New Year's resolution is to build a countdown recorder to the end of time to see if NASA is right about 2033 or Newton is right about 2061. But regardless of who is right, no one will be left.